Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for February 28th, 2026 at 7:01 a.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. Investors are bracing for a busy week ahead, with several key market catalysts on the horizon. We're keeping a close eye on the earnings season, specifically the highly anticipated results from Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's conglomerate, due out this weekend. Following that, earnings reports from major retailers like Costco and Target, along with tech players Okta, the identity management software company, and Broadcom, the semiconductor and software giant, will be released throughout the week. Adding to the economic picture, Friday, March 6th, brings us February's jobs report, a critical piece of data for gauging the health of the labor market, alongside commentary from regional Federal Reserve Bank presidents. These reports and insights will be crucial in shaping market sentiment for the coming weeks. Next up, update two. Shifting gears to the commodities market, Bank of America's head of metals research, Michael Widmer, has issued a remarkably bullish outlook for silver, projecting the precious metal could soar to anywhere between $135 and $309 per ounce by the close of 2026. This wide-ranging forecast from a major financial institution like Bank of America certainly stands out on Wall Street. While the range is broad, it underscores a strong conviction in the long-term appreciation of silver, anchored in historical trends. Investors in precious metals will want to watch this space closely, as such a significant call could influence sentiment and allocation in the coming years. And finally, update number three. In corporate news, TJX Companies, the owner of popular off-price retailers like TJ Maxx and Marshalls, is demonstrating significant confidence in its business and commitment to shareholder returns. The company just announced a substantial new $3 billion stock repurchase program. This move is complemented by a generous 13% increase in its quarterly dividend, signaling a robust financial position and positive outlook from management. These decisions followed the release of strong fourth quarter and full year results, suggesting that discount-focused retail remains a resilient sector, especially as consumers continue to prioritize value. For investors, these actions highlight TJX's intent to enhance shareholder value through both direct returns and reduced share count. That concludes all three updates in your morning brief for February 28th, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhard.com.